You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we love you. Hallelujah. On this day, Lord God, we praise you. On this day, Lord God, we exalt you. On this day, hallelujah, we declare that you are Lord. Hallelujah, that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are the great I am. Lord God, we thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for this opportunity to pray unto you, oh God. We thank you for the opportunity of this holy communication. We thank you for the opportunity to be still and listen to our Father in heaven. We thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to hear your word. We thank you, oh God, for this place of encouragement. We thank you for this place of a life. We thank you for this place, oh God, of health, of wealth. Hallelujah. We thank you for this place of breakthrough. We thank you for this place of a restoration. We thank you for this place of ministering. We thank you for this place of you even teaching us as we pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we exalt you and declare that you are our Lord and Savior, that you are our great I am, that you are the rock of our salvation, that you are our strong tower, that you are our refuge, that you are, hallelujah, our fortress, that you are our shield, that you are our Jehovah Rapha, our healer, that you are our Jehovah Shalom, that you are our peace, that you are hallelujah. You are our I am that I am. And so on this day, our prayer place comes from Exodus 3:7, where the Lord says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them." And so, Father God, I thank you that you see the afflictions. Hallelujah. You see the oppressions that we are enduring, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you see and you hear our cry, oh God, by reason of what are the taskmasters that are trying to oppress us, trying to worry us, trying to torment us, trying to get us at a dis-ease state, an unease, trying to rob us of our peace, trying to rob us of our faith, trying to rob us of our trust in God. What are those taskmasters? Is it an ailment? Is it a condition? Is it a job? Hallelujah. Is it a person on a job? Oh God, I thank you. I thank you right now for moving. Is it something concerning our finances? I thank you, oh God, for moving in that hard place, moving in that shut up place, moving in that stuck place. Moving in that oppressed place, moving in that depressed place. Thank you, God, for moving in that frustrated place, moving in that sorrowful place, moving in that grieving place, moving in that vexed place. Father God, I thank you for moving, hallelujah, on our behalf, hallelujah, in that distressed place. I thank you, oh God, in that contentious place, in that strife place, stress place. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for moving even in that waiting place. Oh God, I thank you. And we thank you. We thank you. I come today to encourage you that God hears your prayers. God hears your cry. I thank you, oh God, that the afflictions, the Egyptians, what are our Egyptians? Egyptians of fear. Oh Lord God, I thank you that the Egyptians that we see today, the Egyptians in our relationships, Egyptians in our marriage, oh God, that what we see today, we shall see no more. I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you, oh God, that you're delivering us in our body, delivering us in our mind, delivering us in our physical condition, delivering us, oh God, even in the marketplace, delivering us, oh God, delivering us from depression, delivering us from wherever we are bound, delivering. Oh God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now for your delivering power. We thank you, oh God, for making us free. We thank you by your truth. We thank you, oh God, for quickening us with your word, by your word, oh God. I thank you, oh God. I'm reminded right now that even as Yahweh, as a God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, showed up to Moses and to speak an impossible. This thing that God is speaking is an impossible. How is a whole nation going to be delivered from the hands of Pharaoh? That all they know is some of them, most of them, all of them probably has been 400 years. All they know is this. How just suddenly, how is God going to? This is an impossible. I'm here to encourage you today that God is doing the impossible. We look and we see, how can this even, how? Ooh, some of us have hows. I thank you, oh God, that you are moving in that how place. Some of us have whys. I thank you, God, that you are ministering in that why place. Even if it's a ministering to the point of us being raised up higher, to have your perspective, raised up higher to partner with you, raised up higher to have the perspective of promise. Oh, your kondiara basaya, have the perspective of praise, have a perspective of who you are as problem solver. God, I thank you today. God is speaking. Yahweh is speaking. May as you speak to us the impossibles, as you minister to us in our imagination, as you whisper to us your word of truth, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. May we grab a hold of it. May we simply say yes. Let us remember that the God of Abraham spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 about this thing. So it had an expiration date. Their bondage had an expiration date. Their blessing of deliverance had a due date. Oh God, I thank you that your troubles have an expiration date. Those pains have an expiration date. Those labor pains have an expiration date. There's a due date of your blessing coming upon you. There's a due date of your of breakthrough coming upon you. There's a due date of a restoration that belongs to you. There's a due date, Ayerebosaya Handea, that God has of you coming out of it, turning around in your favor. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. See, in Genesis 15, oh God, thank you. And in verse 13, when God comes and renews the covenant with Abraham, with Abram at this time, he comes and promises an heir. Again, speaking an impossible. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Speaking an impossible to Abram. Speaking a life into the dead place. I speak a life into the dead places, the dormant places, the discouraged places, the depressed places of you, the downtrodden places. I speak life. And he renews the covenant. God has not changed his mind. God's covenant, his word is coming to pass. And if you don't know what God has spoke, get in his word and hear and trust and know and see that God shall speak a thing to you. Get in his word and read what it says about being afflicted in your body. Read the word of by his stripes you are healed. Oh, get in his word and see and read and hear the promise of God concerning that thing. And may that be the portion. May that be the cup we drink from. May that be the portion we receive. Oh, I hear the Lord that some of us, we are rejecting his truth and believing and receiving the lies of what we see, the lies of what we hear, the lies of what we feel. The lies of what it looks like. Oh, Lord, we receive your promise today. We repent and come out of agreement with the enemy. We come out of agreement with what we feel and what we smell and what we hear. That's a hearing that's out of the hearing of the Lord. That's out of the Spirit of the Lord, outside of the Spirit of the Lord. Woo, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are judging on our behalf. I thank you, O God, that you are rendering a righteous judgment. I thank you, O God, that it's coming out in our favor. O God, I thank you that we are on the right side of fair. O God, I thank you. God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. Yes, so in verse 13, as God is renewing the covenant, and say, you know what, Abram, you go, I'm putting you to sleep and making this covenant with myself, because I'm sure that I make it with me that it come to pass. I'm sure of this. Oh God, the word is sure. He is not like man that he shall lie, nor like son of man. Yes, hallelujah. That he shall change his mind. Hallelujah. The word says, yes, hallelujah. Rebo vasa rekandia rabosto. Thank you, oh God. Hath he said it and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? Let God be true and every man a liar. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? I thank you, God, that you're making it good. I thank you, oh God, that you are doing it. I thank you, oh God, right now. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now. And I'll submit this to you, that the fact that God spoke it to us, because he didn't have to. Woo! Yeah, con de boso. He's making us a partner. The fact that, yes, the Bible speaks about in the New Testament that we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. He's making us a part of this miracle. He said, I'm going to make you a part of this miracle. Yerabasaya. The fact that he spoke to us about a thing. He gave us a word about a thing. He gave us a vision about a thing. A dream about a thing. An inward knowing about a thing. It means one that is coming to pass, and he just invited us to the party. He invited us to partake with him. He invited us to an intimacy with him. He invited us. Oh God, you're speaking and you're speaking good. Oh God, you're speaking to me, Holy Spirit. He invited us, hallelujah, rebosoya, to walk with him to this coming to pass. Oh God, thank you. So may we begin to look at the thing differently. Yes. May I begin to look at it differently. May we begin to look at it from your perspective, oh God. Woo! So let's read this in verse 15, chapter 15, verse 13. It says, when a deep sleep now has fell on Abram, in the renewing of the covenant. Can I do this? Can I go to verse 7 and just, can we read it? And it says, and he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees. Let me tell you something. He is a God of breakthrough. He is a God that knows how to deliver. He stay with bringing, when it's time, he will bring you out of. So let us not move before him. Let us not get out of think. Let us be in step in obedience. When it's time for you to move, when it's time for you to leave, there is nothing that will stop it. When it's time for you to enter in, there's no man that can block. Yes, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old. I thank you for this intimacy. Look at this intimacy. Look at the intimacy. Look at the intimacy of this covenant. Thank you, God, for bringing us into covenantal, that we're having covenantal relationship with you. Covenantal, ooh, I hear the Lord. Covenantal conversations. Yes, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for the secret place of conversations. Hallelujah. May we believe when we hear the word of the Lord. He doesn't waste his time in speaking. He's speaking a thing because we're about to see that thing. We're maturing into that thing. There's a cooking into that thing also. Like for some of us, depending on where we are and what it is, there's a maturing into the thing, a refining that he's doing also in the thing. But it has a beginning date and an end date. There's a due date, a birthing. We thank you for the birthing. We thank you for the birthing and the quickening of wombs, oh God, even the physical wombs. We thank you, oh God, for the birthing and the quickening and the coming to life, even in those areas where it's like life maybe have passed. I thank you, oh God, that you are nourishing and bringing life back. I'm being reminded of Naomi in the book of Ruth. Naomi being the mother-in-law of Ruth. Naomi being the wife of Elimelech. Elimelech means God is king. Naomi being a mother of two boys. Chilion in... Ooh, hold on. I don't want to butcher it that bad. Hold on a second. Somebody say, hold on a second. Let her get it. I need to put my eyes on it because it's not a name we hear every single day. I'm turning to it. And you know what? I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to feel no pressure of this moment and feeling I gotta be perfect and having all the things. Let's take our time to it, okay? My God, today we thank you. We thank you as I turn to the book of Ruth. Yes, Lord. Yerabasaya, after Judges. Yep, here we go. Let's take our time. I thank you, and I think that speaks to a thing. That, Lord... I speak in that place of angst. I speak in that place of rush. I speak in that place of people pleasing. I speak in that place of pressures by people. Yerabasi, I speak in that place of conforming to the world, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Disrupted, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Let us have a sureness in you, a certainty in you, a peace in you. Ah, Yeraboso, hallelujah. Yerabo, vasanda. Yes, God. Malon and Chilion. That's how we're going to say it today. She's the mother of Malon and Chilion. And she lost her husband. And she lost her sons as she gained two daughter-in-laws. And she goes back to... She goes back to her hometown where she hears that the Lord has visited. She goes back to Bethlehem where she has heard the good news that the Lord has visited. For they left because there was a famine. I thank you, God, that you are visiting. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are visiting us. I thank you, oh God, that you are visiting us in that crying place, visiting us in that praying place, visiting us in that bitter place, visiting us in that unforgiveness place. Forgive, 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 saith the Lord. I thank you, God, for visiting us. Mm-hmm. In that grieving place, visiting us in that rejected place, visiting us in that dejected place. Oh, let it go, let it go, let it go, saith the Lord. I thank you for visiting us in that regret place. Look forward, look to me. I am the restorer. I'm able to restore the years. Oh, look to me and not the thing that's causing the regret. Look to me and let me refresh. Look to me and let me renew. Look to me and let me restore. Look to me and let me redeem. Look to me. Oh, glory. Yerabasaya nkondia. And so, as she went back to Bethlehem, not knowing what will become, it's being an impossible. Here we go again with that impossible. An impossible happened with Naomi, for when her daughter-in-law Ruth birthed Obed, that even looked was an impossible. And another impossible happened with Naomi, that her body quickened and came to life. Naomi being now past being able to nurse, and her body came to life in such a way that she was the one that nursed her grandson. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. We talking impossible. We talking God is doing the impossible. We talking God is doing a new thing. We talking God is doing that which we never even could imagine. Yes. Yes. So let's go back to chapter 15 of Genesis, verse 13. Wait, where was I at? Where were we at? Let's start at 7. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece on one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the driving away of every thought that does not line up with your word, with the covenantal promise concerning us. Yes, we must learn to drive out the thoughts where the enemy is coming to try to kill, steal, and destroy. We take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ. We declare and decree, I declare and decree that you have the mind of Christ. I declare and decree that we have a sound mind. I declare and decree that we have on the helmet of salvation. And you, Lord of our salvation, are our portion. Verse 12, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety. Now, mind you, Abram asleep. I thank you, oh God. I thank you that what you're speaking to us, even, and then you come and wake us up. We're even walking. There's a parts of God that spoke a thing to us, and we're walking around, and it's for when he wakes us up to it. It's for his promises. It's purpose that he put inside of us, and it may be sleeping on the inside of us right now. And it's for when he wakes us up to it. We may have a rumbling. Well, some of us may have a rumbling. Some of us may have kicks and contractions of a labor, and it's like, but it's articulate. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to. I don't know, but it's something. Oh yeah, that I believe that just speaks that God spoke a thing. And it's for when he wakes it up. It has a due date. It has a date to be risen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit speaking well. And he said unto Abram, I thank you for the holy conversations, the covenantal conversations that you are having with us. Even now, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to stop there and now go back to Exodus. Yes, Lord. As we see God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, introducing himself in a new way. Yes, God, introduce yourself to us in a new way. Oh, yes, God, deliver us from where we have set you in boxes. Oh, God, and assume that we know the fullness of who you are, or we know who you are. No, God, let us stay at your feet and you like, and we constantly getting to know you. Mm-hmm. And you, Lord God, introducing us. It takes you to introduce us to you so that we know and come to know more aspects of you, even through the reading of your word. Through the reading of your word, we come to know you. And so he's Yahweh now. I am that I am. But yet he has not revealed himself as Yahweh as we're reading this. He's speaking of the affliction. So listen, their cries didn't surprise God. He knew from the beginning the need. He knew from the beginning that they would be in this. He knew from the beginning. He knows your need. He knows your need. And I thank you, God, for supplying our needs according to your riches in glory. Hallelujah. He knew that there would be an end date. He knew, Pharaoh, you only have them because I allowed it. Now it's over. And how? How is Pharaoh, this hardened heart, Pharaoh, going to let my people go? Hey, we are, it's the fact that of who you belong to. You belong to the omnipotent, the all-powerful. Yes, Lord, I thank you. You belong to, and because you belong to, nothing and no one can come against. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yes, hallelujah. So this thing that seems impossible, and this thing that seems hard, and this thing that seems crazy, like I don't know how this is going to, this is crazy. Yes, God is speaking the impossible. God is speaking the hard. God is saying, I am that I am. I am Lord over the hard. I am Lord over the impossible. I am Lord over what man said can't be done. I am Lord saying it can be done. So may we, in our praying to you, may we in our imagination enlarge our territory. May our prayers be, the territory of our prayers be enlarged. May the our expectation and belief in you be enlarged, be broadened. Yes, God, for your glory. I thank you, oh God, for even speaking to us in ways that we will begin just to say yes and say, I agree with you, and say, I obey, and say, I will stand, and say, hallelujah, rebosoya, I will do it by faith. I will walk by faith. I will believe by faith. And time cannot speak to me anymore, a thing that gets me outside of your will and your way. And people, and the situations, and the conditions, and the dryness of, the lack of, the overwhelming of, be silenced now in Jesus' mighty name. Let your peace speak, Lord. Let your promise speak to us, Lord. Let your goodness speak to us, Lord. Let your delivering power speak to us, Lord. Let all things be impossible with you, God, speak to us, Lord. Let there's nothing too hard for me, saith the Lord, speak to us, Lord. Let resurrecting power speak to us, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your sweet presence. We bless your name, Lord. We love you and we thank you. And until next Monday, 12 p.m., may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Believe. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.